Hey, spooky mamas, how are y'all doing? I hope everyone has had a safe, happy, healthy, COVID-free week, and I hope y'all have just been doing the damn thing. If you are a new listener, a listener that was here when I started just this last year, I know my scheduling and uploading has been shit. The last couple of months has been very crazy for me personally. I'm about to get everything on track. Just hang in there with me. Thank you for listening, but 2021 is going to be our year, so just buckle up. Let's go for a ride. There's just one or two little things I want to talk about before we get started. Ronald DeFeo dying last week. How crazy is that? And then the attacks on our Asian community in this country is completely disgusting. I literally do not know what's wrong with people. Stop being just fucking human garbage. Don't be a fucking twat. Like, I don't understand, but how kick-ass was the 76-year-old woman in San Francisco who was attacked by a 39-year-old Stephen Jenkins just because of her race and ethnicity? I do not know how to pronounce her name, so I do apologize. But she fought back and whipped his ass, and that is just a very badass out of her. So, congratulations. Don't take nobody else's shit. Let's all do better. So today, we're jumping into the murder of Kimberly Ratliff. Kimberly Ratliff was born September 26, 1976. She was born to a Jack and Joyce Ratliff. When Kimberly was five, her parents did divorce. But both of her parents did stay on good terms, co-parented really well, and Kimberly kept a really close relationship with her dad throughout the years. But when Kimberly was six, Joyce moved her and her brother Matthew into the home of Leslie Kennedy. Leslie goes by the name of Les, so that's how I'll refer to him. Kimberly grew up and was the first in her family to graduate. According to her mother and her stepfather Les, Kimberly did start running around with the wrong crowd and started doing drugs in her teenage years. On January the 8th of 1999, she left work at 11:30 and wasn't seen again. Weirdly, her mother nor her stepfather ever reported her missing, and nobody knew she was missing, nobody knew she was in danger. Unfortunately, she was found on January 22nd, 1999. Now, her mother and her stepfather gave two different conflicting statements, but they both did state that she never returned home on the night of January the 8th. On January 22nd, 1999, Kimberly was found in her car parked at Peoples Natural Gas. Her body was cold, mutilated, stabbed several times, and nearly decapitated. And unfortunately, there was signs of sexual assault. It was evident to the investigators that the crime took elsewhere, and then she was placed in the car and then parked at the gas station. For the violence that her body endured for her murder, there was hardly any blood in the vehicle, which was a huge red flag that obviously this crime was committed elsewhere. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough evidence to lead to any arrests, and DNA testing just wasn't what it is today as in 1999. There was a lot of suspicion around her stepfather, Les Kennedy. Kimberly had a close relationship, like I stated, with her father, and he had a lot to say. Jack states Les was very manipulative and possessive when it came to Kimberly and her mother, Joyce. He also stated Les was a known drug dealer, and he was responsible for Kimberly's drug use, not her running with the wrong crowd and her friends. I do feel bad for Kimberly's father because he found out about the death of his daughter while he was at work in Nebraska, and he wasn't notified immediately. Once he did find out, he left immediately to return to Iowa. He headed to the police department to get information and to identify his daughter's body. Unfortunately, the detective was the only one in the station, and then Kimberly's stepfather, Les, already had positively identified the body. So Jack never even got to see his daughter's body. Along with Jack's statement of Les being a drug dealer, he also claims at one point, Kimberly told him that Les had been trying to have sex with her. Anonymous calls then started coming in later to Iowa Cold Case stating that Les had been sexually molesting Kimberly for years when she was younger. In my research, I cannot tell if anything ever came up, and I never seen anything about charges against these allegations. So, I'm assuming nothing ever happened upon this. A neighbor did state on the night of January the 8th that he seen Kimberly fleeing from her home barefoot, looking distressed. And again, both her mother and stepfather deny that she ever returned home that night. Matthew Ratliff, Kimberly's brother by her mom and father, states that in 2012, he left a comment on an Iowa cold case blog post. He commented, "Leslie Kennedy, our stepdad, had his hands in her murder. It was because she was going to tell the police about him dealing drugs. He is a very dangerous man." Unfortunately, no arrests were made due to the lack of evidence, the crime scene being elsewhere, and again, the DNA testing just was not what it is today. There was a small break in 2017. Forensic officials discovered unknown male DNA on one of the crime scene items. An affidavit stated that the item was of personal nature to Kimberly and that only she and the suspect or suspects would have been the only ones to come in contact with it. In August 2020, 6 subjects of DNA samples were submitted for testing. It came back with a match. Just to double check themselves, there were some other items that was never previously tested at this time, and the matching DNA was on these items as well. The DNA belonged to none other than Matthew Kennedy, not Kimberly's biological brother, but her stepbrother Matthew Kennedy, who was Les's son. Kimberly's stepbrother had been living in Iowa at the time of her murder in 1999, but most recently had been living in the state of Montana. He was arrested in Montana and brought to Iowa. He was charged with one count of first-degree murder and had been set at a $1 million bond. Matthew Kennedy's trial date was set for February the 2nd of this year, 2021, but the trial date has been pushed back to April 19th. And of course, he is pleading not guilty. All I can say is, I hope Kimberly's family does have justice, especially for her mom and her brother and her dad. But in other news, her stepfather, Leslie Kennedy, who is now 73 years old, was also arrested last year, December 16th, 2020, and he was arrested and had a $20,000 bond set. He was arrested on one count of domestic abuse by strangulation and one count of false imprisonment. Court records show that the alleged events happened between January 2017 and 2020. He was accused of strangling some children in his home and duct taping one into a seat. You know, I don't know. He sounds like a shitty man himself. There is still speculation that he may have had something to do with Kimberly's murder, but as of right now, there has been no charges against him so far. It's just his son, Matthew Kennedy. What are your thoughts on this? If you have any questions or thoughts, I would love to hear it. DM me on Instagram at Spooky Mama Podcast. Thank you for joining me for another mini tale of murder, mayhem, and all things spooky. If you would like to reach out to me or DM me, please again, contact me on Instagram at Spooky Mama Podcast. I hope you all have a kick-ass weekend and stay spooky, babies.